Hi, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680. Baseball coming up, and what better word is that? Baseball in spring training. Joined by Joe Panic of the Giants Show. Spring training for you, as I like to say, we like to see people who are coming back and want to get things done and just get on the field, and you are doing that.
Yeah, so far, you know, the first week and a half or so, I've been kind of checking off some of the boxes, so to speak, you know, in the field, kind of moving around, diving, and then at the plate, being able to, you know, square up some balls. You know, I got my timing back, my rhythm back at the plate, which is always good. And, you know, this is pretty early on, you know, for me to, you know, start kind of swinging the bat well. So I'm happy with kind of the small adjustments I've been able to make.
Yeah, you know, I followed your career, and, you know, this time of year, and maybe April and May, I'm looking for, you know, the interstate with you. But you're hitting the ball nicely now.
Yeah. Normally, you know, I'd say maybe I'm a slow starter once in a while, but I think, you know, as I've kind of gotten older and played more, I've kind of understood how to make adjustments quicker and kind of simplifying things. And hopefully some of the adjustments I made to keep them just, like I said, simplifying my approach, hopefully that kind of sticks with me. And, you know, right now, it's honestly all you can ask for is I'm seeing the ball well. I got a good rhythm at the plate. I'm slowing the game down. And if the quicker you can slow the game down, the better you'll be.
Yeah, Joe Panic with us. You know, they always say pitchers need spring training. Hitters need about 2 weeks. You think that's true?
Yeah, I would say that's about true because, you know, it's been about a week and a half. And, you know, first couple games, it took me a little time, a little bit to kind of find my timing at the plate. Just I was kind of caught in between. You know, in the second week, I've started to pick it up and I got everything going the way I wanted to. So I could honestly say, yeah, it takes about 2 weeks for position guys.
Isn't it a funny game that if you got 10 fastballs, if you hit five of them, great, solidly. Maybe you'll get two, three hits, or if you hit six solidly. You want to hit the ball solidly. I guess that's the point.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. You want to give yourself the best chance to get a hit. And if you're able to hit a ball hard and on a line, the more you can do that, the better chance you're going to get for a hit. So that's my biggest thing is spring. I don't want to be worried about hitting home runs in Arizona because I want to be honestly working like I'm playing at AT&T Park, which is you have to hit the ball hard and on a line. And, you know, I've been pretty good at doing that the past couple days.
All right, always a pleasure to talk with Joe Panic. All right, now the home run race, where we got this going again. Tell the fans about this year.
Yeah, I was talking with Matt, and I don't know if we're going to be doing the home run race this year. I think we want to do a hit race. That's going to be for me and him personally and for the team. I think if you talk to Buster and Hunter and, you know, the two Brandons, they're gonna take a liking to us getting hits more so than worrying about home runs. So, I mean, our job is, you know, for me and Duff is to get on base, and what better way than getting hits?
You know, I had a lot of discussions about the minor leagues the other day, and we talked about the jump from San Jose to Richmond. And I'm not sure there's a bigger jump in the organization than from the beauty of the Cal League to the damp parks of Richmond. And young Christian Arroyo is going to go through that this year. I want you to explain the difference of the Cal League and going to the Eastern League in Richmond.
Yeah, there was definitely a big jump from not only the pitchers, you know, the guys are more mature there. They're able to kind of work backwards. They're able to throw the breaking pitches more for strikes, and they'll be able to put you away. So from a hitter standpoint, you have to kind of learn kind of more of a mature approach and kind of understanding that you just can't, you know, kind of ambush the fastball. So, and then from the park standpoint, I mean, in the Cal League, you have, you know, you're going to be hitting places like High Desert, Lancaster, where, I mean, there's no park that I can even compare it to. The ball just, you know, jumps and it flies, and, you know, the wind will catch it, I'll take it out. And then you go to Richmond where, you know, you have those, you know, humid, you know, that thick air in the Northeast where it will kind of like AT&T where it'll just knock it down. But, no, somebody like Christian, just getting, you know, some time to, you know, spend with him and just kind of learn, you know, learn more about him. For a 20-year-old, he's very, very mature, and I think he's going to have, you know, it'll be an adjustment for him, but I think he's smart and he's baseball savvy where he'll be able to kind of make that adjustment.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. I really can't because I think the jump from San Jose to Richmond is really the equalizer. All right, offensively, we know you're getting the eye back, which is fine. What about defensively? As I said, when I saw you dive up the middle about the fourth game, I said, okay, I've seen enough.
Yeah, I think my reads have been pretty good out there, and like you said about diving, that was one of the biggest, if not the biggest, box to check off, and, you know, being able to bounce back from that. But defensively, I feel like I've been, you know, turning, you know, I've turned a couple double plays that did, you know, a very good job. job with that. And so if footwork's there and I'm getting good jumps, you know, I made it yesterday. I feel like I had a good read on the ball and a tough, you know, short hop out there. And so, you know, defensively, I've been, you know, happy with, honestly, just being able to, you know, get that first step again.
Joe Panic with us. The infield, what a defense, huh? I mean, really, I like coming out to watch it. Do you guys take infield during the year, a traditional infield?
Traditional infield, not really, because we get a lot of our work done. What we'll do is before games, before batting practice, excuse me, you know, one of us, you know, we'll go out there, you know, take ground balls early, do some kind of footwork. So we'll do it kind of individually. And then during batting practice, you know, I'll work with Craw up the middle. So we don't take a traditional infield like back in college.
Yeah, I love it in spring training. I tell the fans, come out early, because it's to watch you guys take the infield. It's really, really something. You have Crawford at short, and we've seen the World Series play. What's the craziest throw he ever made to you? Through his legs, around his head, throwing the glove at you? What's the craziest thing he's ever done?
Let's see. Well, he hasn't done anything too crazy in games, thankfully. it's just only been, it depends on crazy. I mean, the diving plays with the glove flips, that's pretty much as crazy as he'll get in games. But in batting practice, he'll test his limits. And I mean, he'll do some, you know, type of that and one mixtape street ball type stuff. He'll go, he's kind of between the legs, behind the back bounce pass to me. That's probably the craziest thing. He just, the last one, I mean, don't get me wrong, we work hard, we put our work in, but at the same time, we try to have a little fun and kind of test our limits a little bit. And yes, you just never know where the ball's going to be coming out from him. And somehow, it doesn't matter how he flips it, whether it's with his foot, his glove, his hand behind his back, eyes closed, it always seems to find my chest.
Yeah, boy, very nice. Nice to have you on. We got much more to talk about as the year goes on, the new rules. I want to see how they play out as well. But nice to have you on the show, and I'm glad you're healthy.
Oh, thanks, Marty. It's good to be back.
All right, that's Joe Panic. More coming up in KMBR 680, the Sports Leader.